Explosive Infighting Erupts Between Maine Democrats and Graham Platner's Campaign. By Hannah Knudsen on July 8, 2026. There is explosive infighting in Maine as the result of the latest allegations against Maine's Democrat Senate candidate Graham Platner and his refusal, thus far, to step down in the race. While top Democrats have stood by scandal-plagued Platner through controversy after controversy, the latest allegation, a woman alleging that Platner broke into her home and sexually assaulted her, finally changed their minds, leading to the withdrawal of support from the likes of Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and Representative Ro Khanna, DCA. While Platner initially said he was going to reflect on the best path forward for the state that I love, the people that I love, the movement I belong to, and the goal of defeating Susan Collins, his campaign has so far held on against mounting pressure. All the while, the Democrat Party in Maine is demanding Platner to drop out of the race, accusing Platner's campaign of trying to manipulate the process of choosing a replacement candidate. As you know, the Maine Democratic Party has been working around the clock to develop a process to replace our U.S. Senate nominee that is open, inclusive, transparent, and fair. The integrity of this process is just as important as the outcome, and we are committed to ensuring that Democrats across our state can have confidence in both. Devin Murphy Anderson, the executive director of the Democrat Party in Maine, said in a video message. Unfortunately, Graham Platner's team has repeatedly reached out to us in an attempt to put their thumb on the scale of what this process looks like, she continued. We have repeatedly reiterated to Graham Platner's team that they have no role in determining our next Democratic nominee for the U.S. Senate, nor in determining what this process looks like, she continued. According to reports, Ben Chin, campaign manager for Graham Platner, has since blasted out a text expressing disapproval of the Democrat Party in Maine supposedly keeping them out of talks of a potential replacement. Instead, under their watch and direction, they allowed the D.C.-based Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee to send staffers to plan a potential nominating process behind closed doors. Both the state and national parties cut our team, our volunteers, and our best networks of supporters out of the conversation completely, Chin said. We firmly believe that the supporters and volunteers who built this movement deserve to have a real role in any nomination process. He continued, adding, if the Maine Democratic Party hopes to harness our movement and avoid disillusioning the hundreds of thousands of supporters who came into the fray because of our movement's policies, it must consult the feedback and proposals of the people who built and sustained this. However, Maine Democrats shot back yet again, accusing the Platner campaign of launching false accusations and distracting from their goal of defeating five-term incumbent Senator Susan Collins, Army. Yet, they made clear that Platner's supporters do, in fact, deserve to participate in the nominating process. Something Democrats as a whole completely missed when they replaced former President Joe Biden with former Vice President Kamala Harris at the 11th hour in 2024. While the Platner campaign remains focused on distracting from the job of defeating Susan Collins in November with false accusations against us, the Maine Democratic Party remains hyper-focused on developing a representative, transparent, and inclusive process to select a new nominee when he chooses to withdraw from the race, Murphy Anderson said in a statement posted to the Maine Democrats' X account. While we may be frustrated with Graham Platner's continued efforts to manipulate this process, we are so thankful for his supporters and all of their efforts to defeat Susan Collins. They are a vital part of our party and deserve to participate in an open process to select Platner's replacement, she added. Notably, Platner won Maine's primary race with 72.1% of the vote, with 156,084 supporters casting their ballot for him.